FAO's Director General, Dr. Jacques Diouf, said that in the 3 years since the beginning of the avian influenza crisis, the international community can report some progress in the effort to contain the deadly menace to animals and humans across the globe. But speaking at the launch of the new Crisis Management Center to combat bird flu and other animal diseases, he stressed that while progress has been made, the international community cannot lower its guard. Diouf said bird flu continues to be a potent threat in Indonesia and Africa, as well as in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus. The new center, he added, is of utmost importance because the fight will probably have to go on for at least another decade.
Speed is of the essence. Alert must be lightning quick. Reaction must be immediate in combating a disease which can move across borders and continents terrifyingly fast.
The FAO Director General added that the new center is designed to respond immediately to any suspected outbreak of avian influenza at the request of any of the member nations. He explained how it will work.
Staffed by between 6 and 15 specialists and veterinarians, manned round the clock 7 days a week, supported by the most up-to-date communications technology, it can have a team of experts on the ground anywhere in the world between 24 and 48 hours.
The H5N1 strain of bird flu has killed at least 148 people worldwide since outbreaks in Asia 3 years ago. Diouf said the aim of the center is not only to respond quickly to new outbreaks of avian influenza, but also to deal with other animal diseases that often pose a mortal threat to humans.
Although it will initially focus on avian influenza, it will serve our members' need even more broadly by bringing the same rapid response capacity to all transboundary diseases and pests of plants and animals, as well as food safety emergencies.
The new center has been financed by donations from several nations, including the United States, which gave $5.1 million toward the establishment of the new center. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Rome.